Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，
We've come together to fellowship about the Lord.
我们一同来与主交通。
We want to begin tonight in Leviticus chapter 23.
我们今天晚上要开始来读利未记二十三章。
Beginning in verse 1.
从第一节开始。
The Lord spoke again to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, The Lord's appointed times, which you shall proclaim as a holy convocations, my appointed times are these.
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，耶和华的节期，你们要宣告为圣会的节期。
For 6 days work may be done, but on the 7th day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, a holy convocation. You shall not do any work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwellings.
6日要做工，第七日是圣安息日，当有圣会。你们什么工都不可做，这是在你们一切的住处向耶和华守的安息日。
These are the appointed times of the Lord.Holy convocations which you shall proclaim at the times appointed for them.
耶和华的节期就是你们到了日期要宣告为圣会的，乃是这些。
In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, the twilight is the Lord's Passover.
正月十四日的黄昏的时候是耶和华的逾越节。
Then on the 15th day of the same month, there is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread.
这月十五日是向耶和华守的无酵节，你们要吃无酵饼7日。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you enter the land which I am going to give to you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring in the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest,And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord for you to be accepted. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，你们到了我赐给你们的地，收割庄稼的时候，要将初熟的庄稼一捆带给祭司。他要把这一捆在耶和华面前摇一摇，使你们得蒙悦纳。祭司要在安息日的次日把这捆摇一摇。
Verse
15. 15节
You shall also count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day when you brought in the sheaf of the wave offering, there shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. Then you shall count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath. Then you shall present a new grain offering to the Lord.
你们要从安息日的次日，献禾捆为摇祭的那日算起，要满了7个安息日。到第七个安息日的次日，共计50天，又要将新素祭献给耶和华。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
God is faithful.Through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
First Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
Verses 6 through
8. 第六到第八节。
Your boasting is not good.Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough? Clean out the old leaven, so that you may be a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened. For Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Therefore let us celebrate the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面酵能使全团发起来吗？你们既是无酵的饼，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了，所以我们守这节不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
1 Corinthians chapter 15,
哥林多前书十五章
verse 20,
第二十节。
But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音第二十二章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
And Jesus said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
耶稣对他们说，我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这逾越节的筵席，我告诉你们，我不再吃这筵席，直到成就在神的国里。
John chapter 6,
约翰福音第六章
verse 55,
第五十五节。
Let's go to verse 54.
从五十四节开始。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.And I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
1 John chapter 1
约翰一书第一章
verses 1 through 4
第一到第四节。
1 John chapter 1
约翰一书第一章。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested.And we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifest to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，却显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
Let's just have another word of prayer.
我们继续有点祷告。
Our Father, we want to enter into all of the fullness that is available to us through Thy blessed Son.
我们的天父，我们愿意借着主耶稣基督进入你所有的丰富里面。
We know the love of God.
我们知道神的爱。
And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们耶稣主耶稣基督的恩典。
And now the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
现在也在圣灵的交通里面。
Help us to understand this feast that we have entered into.
帮助我们明白这个筵席我们即将进入的。
We come to feast in fellowship with your beloved Son.
我们在这里与我们的主一同坐席，与他相交。
Teach us of thy ways of fullness, we pray.
我们祷告祈求你来教导我们走这个丰满的道路。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠着耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We began last night by talking about Leviticus.
昨天晚上我们从利未记开始。
It's another testimony to God's desire to fellowship with man.
这是另外的一个见证，神愿意来与人交通。
At the end of the book of Exodus, we see that the tabernacle was erected according to God's plan.
在出埃及记的末了，我们看见照着神的计划，帐幕、会幕被建起来。
And God's glory came down upon the tabernacle.
神的荣耀就降临在会幕的上面。
And then Leviticus begins.
然后利未记就开始。
By saying, "And the Lord called to Moses from out of the tent of meeting."
一开始就说到神从会幕中呼叫摩西。
God desires to fellowship with man.
神渴慕要与人来相交。
And so he tabernacles himself among men.
所以他就支搭帐幕来到人间。
And then he speaks out of this tabernacle.
然后他就从会幕里边来呼召我们。
And so as we mentioned last night,
昨天晚上我们提到
out of this tent of meeting, the Lord began to speak to Moses, and this is the book of Leviticus.
从会幕中间神呼叫摩西，这就是利未记的开始。
And the Lord fellowshiped with Moses about the offerings.
然后神与摩西就开始来交通到献祭的事。
About sacrifice.
交通到祭物。
About consecration.
交通到奉献。
About fellowship through the feasts.
交通到在节期里边与主的交通。
And we see in all of this that the Lord is trying to help his people understand what it means to fellowship with God.
通过所有这些，神要帮助我们来认识到底什么叫做与主交通。
There must be the proper approach through the sacrifices and blood.
我们必须要借着一个合适的方式来碰这个祭物，借着主的宝血。
But God said, "I want to speak to you between the wings of the cherubim over the ark."
神说，他愿意借着遮掩基路、遮掩约柜的基路伯，从那个翅膀中间来对我们说话。
And even today, the Lord has tabernacled among us through Jesus Christ.
甚至到今天，我们的主也借着耶稣基督支搭帐幕在我们的中间。
He has tabernacled among us with a desire to fellowship with us.
他之所以这样做，是为了渴慕要与我们相交。
We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that we are called into this fellowship through the Father of His Son.
我们在哥林多前书第一章这边，在约翰一书第一章这边看见。是借着儿子，我们与我们的父来相交。
And now our life is to be in this tent of meeting, talking to the Lord.
现在我们的生命就被放在这个会幕里边，来跟我们的主来交谈。
How precious is such fellowship?
这是何等的宝贵的交通。
But we see within the Word of God and in the church that fellowship is easily lost.
我们看见神对教会说话。告诉我们这样的一个交通是何等的容易失去。
In the fullness of its dimension,
特别是它照着它的丰满的程度。
We remember after Pentecost, there was plenty of full fellowship.
我们记得当五旬节以后，有很多的与神丰满的交通。
Before there were any meetings,
甚至在很多教会被建立之前。
Before there were any doctrines,
甚至在很多的教义被确立之
前。Before there were any buildings.
甚至在很多的教堂没有盖起来。
Before there were any programs,
没有很多的程序。
Before there were any traditions,
也没有很多的传统。
There was life.
那个时候充满了生命。
They continued steadfastly in fellowship.
他们那个时候就在交通的里面坚定。
Apostles' teaching,
使徒的教训。
Breaking of bread,
擘饼。
Prayer,
祷告。
Whenever they got together,
无论他们什么时候聚集。
They met the life of the Lord in fellowship.
他们遇见主的生命，他们就彼此相交。
This was by the grace of God.
这是靠着主的恩典。
And those saints met almost every day.
圣徒们几乎每天都要聚会。
You couldn't keep them apart.
你没有办法把他们分开。
You would never want to miss the Lord Jesus.
他们不愿意错失与主相交的机会。
And so whether it was out on Solomon's porches, Peter preached the gospel.
无论是在圣殿里所罗门的那个走廊里边。彼得在那边传福音。
Oh, whether it was house to house,
或者是在每一个家里边聚会。
The saints always continually gathered together.
这圣徒们一直不断地聚集在一起。
Or else they'd miss the Lord.
要不然的话，他们就会错过与主相交的机会。
And if they had to work last night,
昨天晚上如果他们要上班，
they checked with their brothers and sisters.
他们就要跟他们的弟兄姊妹打个招呼。
Well, what went on?
到底昨天发生什么事？
Give me the details.
告诉我到底什么事。
How did Jesus show up?
主耶稣怎么样子显现呢？
Oh, this was life.
那个时候充满生命。
This was sacred life.
这是神圣的生命。
This was Sabbath dwelling.
这就是一个安息日的那个聚集。
But we see that the saints lose fellowship.
我们然后就看见圣徒们逐渐失去了这样的交通。
Seems very strange.
看起来好像很奇怪。
Now the Corinthians were losing some of the reality of fellowship.
格林多的信徒们，他们现在逐渐失去了一些交通里面的实际。
Now, the book of 1 Corinthians can be divided up in different ways.
当然，哥林多前书可以被分成不同的段落。
But in the first five chapters, we can see that Paul is burdened for the saints to come into full fellowship with the Son, Jesus Christ.
从第一章到第五章，我们可以看见保罗的心愿就是要把圣徒们恢复到与主耶稣基督丰满的交通里。
Now, something had happened in Corinth.
在柯林多这个地方发生了一些事情。
Now they were babes.
他们是属灵的婴孩。
There was plenty of flesh to go around.
有很多的血气。
And so they were fellowshipping when they gathered together horizontally, but they'd lost the vertical dimension.
所以当他们聚集的时候，他们彼此有交通，但是他们却失去了这个垂直的与神的交通。
So they gathered together for fellowship.
所以他们聚在一起来交通。
Somebody had a tongue, somebody had a revelation, somebody had a prophecy.
有一个人说方言，有一个人有启示。
Zing, zang, zoom, back and forth. 咻咻咻
咻。好，他们就这样子的彼此的来诉说。
You didn't translate. 咻咻咻咻。A lot of horizontal going back and forth.
有很多的这种平面的相交。
A lot of people with gifts.
有很多的人有各种的恩赐。
A lot of people with knowledge. 咻咻咻咻咻。
有很多人有不同的知识。咻咻咻咻咻。
Okay. Much better.好好
good good
but they were losing the vertical dimension
但是他们失去了这个垂直的这一层面
now isn't it strange that by the end of the first century
是不是很奇怪呢到了第一世纪的末了
as the apostle John is writing to the little children the Christians
使徒约翰来为他的属灵的儿女基督徒来写这封信的时候
The understanding of fellowship again was diminished in the minds of many of the saints
在许多圣徒的观念里头对交通这件事情的认识又逐渐淡漠了
And John had a burden
约翰有这样的一个负担
You see, fellowship is not fellowship unless the life is there
交通如果没有生命在你里在那个里头的话这就不是交通
So John said
所以约翰说
I have seen him
我见过他
I have touched him
我摸过他
I have heard him
我听见过他
But I have heard life
我也有他的生命
I have seen life
我看见了生命
I have touched life
我摸过生命
And this life that I have touched
这个生命我所摸过
I now want to touch to you
我现在愿意把它传给你们
That you may have this fellowship
所以让你们也能够与他相交
It's life
是生命
And then our joy will be full
然后我们的喜乐就可以充足
Now last night I talked about the Sabbath
昨天晚上我谈到安息日
And I said that the Sabbath is the rest within a rest
我说到安息日指的是那个安息里边的安息
But that's not all of the story
但这不是故事的全部
If we're to enter into the full rest
如果我们要进到完全的安息里面
It's more than just a rest within a rest
这是远远超过安息日那个安息。
Now, for those of you who weren't here last night, you have no idea what I'm talking about right now.
昨天晚上没有来的人，你们不知道我在说什么。
But there's a reason for full rest that necessitates fellowship.
但是如果要进到完全的安息里边，必须要有交通。
Now we may live in rest, that is, we've been saved.
我们被得救了以后，我们是有了一定的安息。
And we may live in the rest within a rest.The Sabbath rest for the people of God.
我们也可以神的子民可以享受到这个安息日里边的那个安息。
And that's when your heart is at rest in the Lord.
当你的尤其是当你的心在主里边有了安息以后。
But we can't enter the fullness of rest.
但是我们没有办法进到那个丰满的安息里。
Unless we're resting in the rest with fellow resters.
除非我们能够跟所有享受安息的信徒圣徒们一同有安息。
Now let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
Now you remember how faithful Joshua and Caleb were.
你记得约书亚和加勒他们是何等的忠心。
They said we can go into the land of rest.
他们说我们可以进到那个安息之地。
We can defeat the giants.
我们可以打败这些巨人。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
And the others said no.
其他人说不行。
And God swore, you will not enter my rest.
神说你们就不能进入到我的安息。
But you know what?
你知道什么吗？
Even though Joshua and Caleb had faith.
甚至约书亚和加勒他们有这样的信心。
And that gave them inner rest.
给他们 内在的安息。
They couldn't enter the rest.
但是他们却不能进到安息之地。
Because you can only enter the rest when everybody else enters the rest.
因为只有当所有的人都进到这个安息地之后，他们才可以享这个完整的。
And so we see the strange dimension of fellowship.
所以我们在这边看见交通这件事情这个奇妙的层面。
There's a horizontal dimension to it.
这有一个垂直的层面。
And that's what many Christians mean by fellowship.
这是很多的基督徒他们所认为交通这件事情。
Oh, this morning I had my devotion time and I had wonderful fellowship with the Lord.
今天早上我有灵修的时间，我跟主有亲密的交通。
That is indeed wonderful.
这确实是很美妙。
Because most Christians by fellowship mean, oh, we got together and we chatted about the baseball team.
因为对大多数基督徒来讲，交通这件事情就是他们聚在一起谈论棒球。
Many so-called church buildings have a fellowship hall where you drink Kool-Aid and eat potato chips and talk about whatever's going on.
在很多的教堂里面，他们也有交通厅，就在那个地方喝啤酒，他们就可以谈论世界上的事。
Are you telling jokes?
哦，不是喝啤酒，是不是 ？What is Kool-Aid?
He's been raised on orange juice. So, but you see, fellowship isn't just horizontal between people talking about baseball.
所以交通并不是只是弟兄姊妹彼此之间谈论关于棒球的事。
But fellowship isn't just vertical, you and God.
但是交通也不仅仅是在你和神之间是一个垂直的事。
John already has this. John has this already.
约翰他早已经有了跟神垂直的交通。
But he wants this so that his joy will be full.
但是他要这个平行的这个面，他让我们众圣徒的喜乐可以充足。
And so that their joy may be full.
所以让他们的喜乐也可以充足。
Listen to what John saw.
看看约翰所看见。
He saw the Son fellowship with the Father.
他看见儿子与父亲在那边交通。
It's like some movie in outer space.
好像是在外太空的一些事情。
There's life going back and forth.
你看见有生命在那边来回的交通。
It looks like the lightning strike between two points.
看起来好像在两个点之间的那个闪电。
The father loves the son.
然后父亲爱儿子。
The son loves the father.
儿子爱父亲。
There's life. Knowledge.
然后他们的爱，他们的知识就在那边彼此交通。
Such fellowship.
他们是有这样的相交。
It's been going on since the beginning of time.
从没有时间以前就开始进行。
But then God said, "We want to include others in this great fellowship."
然后神说，我们愿意把其他的人都包括到这个伟大的交通里面。
The father and the son just zapped each other every day.
父亲和儿子之间每天都在那里交通。
But they needed others to zap.
他也知道，他们也需要其他的人来参与这个交通。
We will create man.
这是为什么他创造了人。
So we can zap others.
所以我们可以跟他一同来交通。
And through Jesus Christ dying on the cross.
靠着主耶稣基督在十字架上代死。
Now, we look up at the Father. Zap, zap.
然后我们看见父亲的时候，父亲跟我们就有交通。
Actually, it's zap, zap.
然后就是他向我们交通，我们再向他交通。
We love because he loved us first.
我们爱他是因为他先爱了我们。
And we say, oh, we love you, Father.
我们说父亲我爱你。
The Father says, let me show you my son.
然后父亲就说让我来
We say, oh,
见我的儿子
We love the son too
然后我们就说我们也爱神的儿子
The son says yeah but look at the father
但是儿子就说你们来看看父
And there we are And we're fellowshipping in a triangle of zap
然后我们就这个地方与神有这样的一个三角的交通
Zoe life
这是都是生命
We're out of time
我们没有时间
We're in the Sabbath
我们在安息的里面
What fellowship
我们在交通的里面
But that's not fellowship
但是这不是交通
Not until the zap goes between me and you
除非到这个交通是在我们人和人之间
And the father and me
而且是我跟父亲
And the son and you
and, 而且是
And then you and me
然后是你跟我
You see this is the fullness of fellowship
这个时候你就看见这个完全的交通
And here is a miracle of miracles
这就是那个神迹里边的
Now we can believe that God could give us his life
我们可以相信神把他的生命赐给我
We can believe that Jesus could send us his love into our heart
我们也相信耶稣基督可以把他的爱放在我们的心中。
But life through a brother, life
through a sister?
但是从弟兄或者从姊妹身上传过来的那个生命。
But that's the miracle of our existence.
这就是我们今天能够存在的一个奥秘。
As a matter of fact, God makes sure that we will not be satisfied unless there is this fellowship of life on the horizontal.
我们必须要确定神的心意没有办法得到满足除非在圣徒之间有这个彼此的生命的交通
But this life comes out of this life
但是我们的生命是来自于神的生命
And if the vertical dimension is lost this becomes just a human caring for one another
如果我们与神的相交中断了我们彼此的相交不过是一个世俗的
And so we know the history of many churches that one at one time had the fullness of fellowship
我们在教会历史上看见有些教会他们曾经有过与神丰满的交通
But they lost the vertical dimension
但是他们与神的交通却中断了
And all they have is good works
所以他们所有的不过是善行
But it's only human
但是却是出于人的
It's nothing to transcend
就没有办法有这种超越的
Fellowship is transcendent because there's life in it
我们的交通必须要有生命在里头才会具有这个超越性
And John is trying to bring the saints back to this fullness of fellowship
约翰在这里试图把圣徒们再带回到这个起初的丰满交通里面。
When we gather together,
当我们聚集的时候
in some way, a brother or a sister will bring life to us.
通过某种的方式一个弟兄或者姊妹就可以把生命带出来。
This is why it's so important not to forsake the fellowshipping together.
这是为什么我们不能放弃聚会。
Now how do you describe this fellowship.
我们如何再来描述这样的一个交通呢?
God gave us a picture in the Old Testament.
神在旧约圣经里面给了我们一幅图画。
The feasts.
就是这个节期。
The feasts were holy convocations.
节期是带有圣会的节期。
Now what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
At the times of the feast, everybody had the Shabbat.
在节期的时候每一个人都必须要守安息日
Stop working
你必须要不做工
You had to pack up your family
你必须要带上你的全家
In your Toyota Sienna
然后开着你的 Toyota 车
And you had to drive to Jerusalem
你必须要开到耶路撒冷
And everybody was together
每一个人都在一起
And you met Uncle Gus and Aunt Dolores
然后你就遇见你的叔叔你的舅舅
And you came together to Jerusalem.
你们一起来到耶路撒冷
To Mount Zion.
到锡安山
Do you know, can you imagine how wonderful this experience was for the typical Jew?
你能不能想象一下对一个犹太人来讲这是一个何等奇妙的经历呢
They live in a simple house in Nazareth all year long.
他们整年的生活在一个活在一个普通的拿撒勒的一个房子里
Every day dad comes home from work.
每天父亲做工回来
She gets into a fight with mama
她跟妈妈打架
And he says Did you do your homework?
你有没有做后做做作业
He scolds the kids
她就开始来训她的
And then the uncle comes over who also works with the dad and they have a fight
然后这个叔叔就过来然后跟父亲里面又起了争吵
Then God says Shabbat
然后神说安息日
Everybody's together
每全部人都聚到一起
During the feast
在这个节期的时候
You're all one
你们都成为一了
No fights
没有任何的争吵
Your wife is wonderful
你的妻子实在是美好
Your children are better than average
你的孩子也比一般的人要强
And during the feast
在节期的时候
The saints came together from northeast, southwest
所有的圣徒从各处各方来
Oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity
弟兄和睦同居是何等的美何等的善
Fellowship
交通
They went up to the temple, offered sacrifices.
他们到圣殿里面去献祭。
Vertical dimension.
这个是垂直的层面。
They ate the lamb together, horizontal.
他们一起来吃这个献祭的羔羊，那就是水平的层面。
They went up to the meetings in the temple mount where the Levites were singing beautiful songs, and they stayed all night listening to the beautiful music during the feast.
他们来到圣殿的敬拜里面，在那边听立位人在那边唱美好的赞美诗。
They met together as families.
他们一个家庭为单位聚在一起。
And the oldest of the men in the family told the story of why we are one.
然后家里边的长老就在那边把这个故事告诉他们，为什么我们是这样一个合一的民族。
It was Passover. He said, "We were once slaves in Egypt."
and then he tells the story of the Passover.
在逾越节的时候，他就会告诉我们为什么我们要过这个逾越节。
If it's the Tabernacle Feast,
如果是住棚节的话
，He says there was a day when we lived out in the wilderness in tents.
他就说那段日子我们在旷野漂流，我们如何住帐篷。
He tells the story.
他就告孩子们这些故事。
If it's Pentecost,
如果是五旬节
，The old man stands up and says.
这老人就站起来说
50 days after the Passover
逾越节之后50天
Moses was up on Mount Sinai
摩西他就在西乃山的顶端
And God gave us the law
神就把律法颁布下来
And he brought our lives together as one people by his covenant
他就与我们立约使我们的生命成为合而为一
Now they heard Grandpa tell that story every year
每一年他们就这样听爷爷讲故事
But the story filled them with a sense of life.
这个故事在他们的心中就给他们一种很强烈的生命的感觉。
Even as the saints would march together up toward Jerusalem and sing the songs of ascent.
甚至当圣徒们在那边一同唱着上行之诗面向耶路撒冷走的时候
they felt the life of God begin to quicken them.
他们都能感觉到神的生命在他们里面使他们的灵魂苏醒。
You know, one of the songs of ascent.It says this.
你记得有一个诗篇的作者是这样说的。
I was glad when they said unto me, unto me. I was glad when they said unto me, unto me. I was glad when they said unto me, unto me. Let us go into the house of the Lord.
他们在那边喜乐
Let's go up to the house of the Lord
让我们一同来到神的圣殿
Oh, it was so much better than that crummy little synagogue in Nazareth
这实在是要比拿撒勒那边的那个synagogue 要好
And according to Jewish tradition
照着犹太人的传统
Until the temple was destroyed in the Babylonian captivity
直到他们被掳到巴比伦的时候圣殿被毁坏
When the saints approached Jerusalem
当圣徒们接近到耶路撒冷城的时候
They could sense the Shekinah glory
他们都能甚至能够感受到神的那个荣耀在那个
God's unseen glory was tangibly sensed by the Jews as they gathered up into Jerusalem
那个神所不能被人看见的荣耀确实在那个地方被圣徒们都能够感受得到
That's the picture of fellowship together
那个就是旧约给我们的一幅图画 交通
We need to be much more festive than we are
我们应该是能够有更多的节日的气氛
As long as it's festivity with life
只要在节日里面有生命
I know that the Chinese have the best example of the feast in the world in the Chinese feast
我知道中国人在全世界来讲有他们最好的节日
We have a room all to ourselves at the restaurant
我们在饭店里边有一个我们专门属于我们的包间
5 big tables with the lazy Susan in the middle spinning around
用五张桌子然后上面充满了食物在那边转圈圈
And the children are there squawking and everybody's chatting and they're eating course after course after course after course after course
孩子们在那边跑来跑去然后他们就吃一道菜接一道菜接一道菜
The old people were just sitting there staring at the peanuts
然后老人就在那边就看着这个花生米
That's a feast
这是一个筵席
When did you ever see somebody turn down a feast?
你看见有任何人他们会拒绝去赴这样的筵席吗
You know, you can have the ramen at home or you can go to the feast Which do you prefer?
你可以在家里吃这个快食面或者你是去一个筵席
No, I'm an expert in ramen myself
我自己是经常爱吃这个速食面
But I myself would give it up for a good feast
但是我会把它放弃如果我可以去赴一个宴席
And the Christian life above all else is to be a feast
在所有事物之上我们基督的生命是一个宴席
Did you see what Paul said there in 1 Corinthians chapter 5?
你看见使徒保罗在哥林多前书第五章里面所说的吗
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed
耶稣基督逾越节的羔羊已经被杀献祭了
Therefore let us celebrate
the feast.
所以让我们一同来欢乐这个逾越节。
This is a picture of the early church, so full of life.
这是初期教会充满生命的一幅图画。
Oh, that the Lord might recapture this fellowship among us.
愿主能够在我们中间保守在这样一个节期的里面。
Now, the various feasts are mentioned in Leviticus chapter 23.
在利未记二十三章这边提到不同的节期。
We want to go back and just touch on each one briefly.
我们愿意回到利未记二十三章来看一看
Because it's a different dimension of this feasting with the Lord and with one another in fellowship.
因为在这边我们能看见交通的这个垂直的层面和水平的层面
It's a picture of the horizontal, the vertical and the horizontal dimension.
是既有垂直的又有水平的层面
And so we come to the Passover.
所以我们来到逾越节
You notice there in verse five.
第五节
In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at twilight, is the Lord's Passover.
正月十四日黄昏的时候是耶和华的逾越节
Now, if the Passover lamb had not been sacrificed, there would be no Hebrew people.
如果逾越节的羊羔还没有被杀献祭，就没有希伯来人这个民族
The death angel passed over Egypt.And the firstborn of the children of the Hebrew children would have died as well as Egypt.
命命的天使经过的时候，逾越希伯来的头生长子也会跟埃及地的长子一同被击杀。
But you remember the vertical miracle of Passover.
所以你记得这个垂直层面上的逾越节的那个神迹。
They sacrificed an unblemished lamb.
他们把一只没有瑕疵的羊羔被杀掉
they took its blood and put it on the doorposts of the house.
他们就取他的血，然后在门框上和门楣上涂上。
And they stayed inside.
然后他们就留在房间的里面。
And the angel came over and saw the blood and passed over them.
所以天使过来看见血，就越过这个房子。
They were delivered. They were saved by the precious blood of the Lamb.
他们就靠着羔羊的宝血得到救赎。
This is our very basis of life together.
这是我们能够聚在一起的生命的基础。
Every person who's been saved by the blood of the Lamb is our brother and our sister.
每一个被基督宝血所救赎的弟兄姊妹都是圣徒，都是我们的弟兄姊妹。
If we stand in any kind of testimony of our Lord's heart, we stand for the unity of all believers who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
如果我们要为主做任何见证的话，我们在这边。主耶稣宝血所救赎的圣徒的合一就是我们的
He has redeemed us out of every land and nation and kindred of people by his blood.
神从多国多方万民万族中间靠着耶稣的宝血把我们拯救出来聚到一起。
We are all one under the blood of the Lamb.
我们靠着羔羊的宝血都是合而为一的。
We know from the Bible that this is the basis of the enemy's attack on Christians.
我们从圣经里面也知道这是仇敌要来攻击我们基督徒的第一件事
We must overcome the attacks of Satan by the blood of the Lamb
我们必须要靠着基督的宝血来战胜仇敌的攻击
When the enemy says you and you are divided We must plead the blood of the Lamb and our oneness together
当仇敌说你们和你们要分开的时候我们必须要靠着主的宝血来合而为一
There can be no walls between Christians because of the blood of the Lamb
因为有羔羊的宝血所以在基督徒之间不能有墙
And we know that there was that vertical dimension but they also did something else on Passover night
我们知道有这个垂直的层面但是在逾越节的那个黄昏还有其他的事
And what was that?
是什么
They ate the Lamb
他们吃羔羊
They passed the Lamb around to one another
他们把这个羔羊彼此的来传递
What a symbol of life
这是何等的一个表记
The meat of the Lamb Your strength
羔羊的肉就是你的能力
Passed around to the daughters and the sons and the mothers and the fathers in the household
在整个的房子里面就传来传去所有的人都要吃这个羔羊
And they were to eat every bit of that lamb It's a precious lamb.
这是一个宝贵的羔羊。
Oh, what a picture this is of our fellowship.
这是我们交通是何等美好的一个图画。
When we come together,
当我们聚到一起的时候
do we just serve Kool-Aid?
我们是不是只是在那边分分糖果吃呢？
Or do we pass around the lamb?
或者我们在那边一同来吃羔羊的肉。
Are we feeding one another, Jesus?
我们是不是在彼此供应基督耶稣呢？
You remember we read the Luke chapter 22.
你记得我们读过的路加福音二十二章。
Where Jesus said, I have desired with desire to eat this Passover with you.
主耶稣说我巴不得能与你们吃这个逾越节的筵席
I shall not do it again until the kingdom is fulfilled
我不再吃这逾越节直到成就在神的国里
I don't know if you catch the significance of that
我不知道你是不是抓住了这件事情的那个真实意义
And I realize the Jews do not see the significance of this
我知道犹太人他们并没有看见这个逾越节的意义
And the Hebrew Christians and Hebrews needed to see the significance of this
犹太人中间的基督徒他们必须要看见这个意义
But that night on the Passover when Jesus ate with his disciples
在那天的那个逾越节的晚上当耶稣与他的门徒一同吃这个逾越节的筵席的时候
It was the last Passover
这是他最后的一个逾越节
The Passover lamb has been sacrificed
逾越节的羔羊就要被杀
One time for all
就要一次永远的被献
Never again
不用再有
But the Hebrew Christians were still going and observing Passover
但是犹太人的基督徒他们仍然要来过这个逾越节
Now you trust in the blood of the Passover lamb, Jesus
如果你信靠逾越节的羔羊耶稣基督的宝血
Now why are you sacrificing the Passover lamb?
那你为什么还要再去杀一只逾越节的羔羊呢
You see?
你看见吗
Jesus on that night was the last Passover lamb
耶稣基督在那天晚上就是最后被杀献祭的那个逾越节。
And now we live based on that one great sacrifice of His precious blood.
我们的生命就建筑在那一天晚上所被杀献祭的那个羔羊的宝血的上面。
And all we need to do is remember this Passover.
所有我们需要做的就是我们要记得这件事。
Isn't it wonderful when we get together?
我们聚在一起的时候，这不是非常美好吗？
And we remember the Passover.
我们记得。我们纪念这个月。
We take the Lord's table together.
我们一同来吃主的桌子。
We're all one in the blood of the Lamb.
我们在羔羊的宝血里边是合而为一的。
And we remember what it said in John. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me.
我们记得约翰福音里边说的，吃我肉喝我血的人，我们是住在基督的里面。
We're not talking about being cannibals.
我们不是在这边说是吃人肉的。
We're talking about abiding in the life of our Lord Jesus and fellowshipping, sharing His life one with another.
我们在这边说到是住在他里边，而且我们彼此在他的生命里边相交。
There is another aspect to Passover, you know.
你知道在逾越节还有另外的一个方面。
We were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
我们是靠着羔羊的宝血得以救赎的。
Now, what does that mean, redeemed?
被救赎是什么意思
The word actually means you were bought
这个意义就是你是被买赎回来
You're no longer your own
你不再属于你自己
We were bought with a price
我们是花了重价买赎回来
Now we belong to God
现在我们是属于神的
No longer a slave of Satan
我们不再是撒旦的奴隶
No longer a slave of sin
我们不再是罪的奴仆
You've been bought with a price
你是靠着重价所买赎回来
Here's our job
Now
glorify God in your body.
现在我们就要在我们的身子上头来荣耀神。
How wonderful to be redeemed by the Lord.
被主救赎是何等美好的事情。
And to fellowship under the blood.
能够靠着血来彼此的相交。
And to feed the Lord Jesus one with another.
然后我们就来彼此的供应我们的主耶稣基督。
Oh, we should enjoy this feast.
我们可以一同来享受这个筵席。
But we see that the very next day after Passover comes the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
我们看见逾越节的第二天就是无酵节。
You see in verse 6 of Leviticus 23.
你看见利未记二十三章第六节。
Now I'm sure you all know about what this is.
我肯定你们都知道这是怎么回事。
But this is actually what Paul is referring to back in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
这是保罗在哥林多前书第五章里边他所提到的那个事情。
If you'll turn to 1 Corinthians 5,
如果你翻到
He's actually emphasizing the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
He's actually emphasizing the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
We see there in verse 6,
我们看见第六节,
that the saints have allowed leaven to come in and hurt and hinder their fellowship.
圣徒们在那边容许教进到了他们的交通里面, 来阻止了他们的交通。
Your boasting is not good.
你们的自夸是不好的。
Ooh, that's leaven.
这就是有教。
Don't you know a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
你知不知道一点的面教能够使全团都发起来呢?
Clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened.
你们应当把旧教除尽，好使你们成为新团。
For Christ our Passover has been sacrificed, therefore let us celebrate the feast not with old leaven, nor with leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
所以我们守这节不可用旧教，也不可用恶毒邪恶的教，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
So here we have, we're one under the precious blood of the Lamb.
现在我们靠着主耶稣基督的宝血，我们实在是能够合一。
We share the lamb one with another.
我们彼此的来分享神的羔羊。
But wait a minute, where did that leaven come from? We're passing around.
等一等，我们到底在什么地方把这个教带进来了，以至于在那边流传呢？
It hinders our fellowship.
它拦阻了我们彼此的交通。
And you see, when we fellowship,
你看见当我们交通的时候，
and we rub against each other.
我们在那边彼此的在那边交通，拍肩膀。
The leaven comes out.
我们就看见这个教就进来了。
We get hurt.
我们就受了伤害。
We get angry with somebody.
我们向某个人生气。
We feel we've been wronged.
我们感觉我们受伤。
We become proud.
我们变得很骄傲。
We find ambition in us.
我们发现我们里边有野心。
Malice.
我们里边有恶毒。
Wickedness.
我们里边有邪恶。
Where do these things come from?
这些事情是从什么地方来的呢？
I look out at all of you. You are just all perfect, smiling Christians.
我看见你们都是一个充满笑脸的完全的基督徒。
Ah, but then the Lord throws you into His wok and turns up the heat.
然后主就把你放在一个锅里边，然后就把它开始加热。
And then all kinds of shrimp start popping up out of the wok.
然后你就看见这个锅里边那些虾就开始被炒起来。
Now if we're going to continue on in living fellowship, we've got to deal with this flesh, this leaven.
如果我们要继续来彼此相交的话，我们要来对付这个教，就是我们的肉体。
Now how did the Jews celebrate the feast of unleavened bread?
犹太人他们是如何来守这个无酵节呢？
They feasted by fasting.
他们是靠着禁食来过。No
leavened bread.
没有吃没有酵的饼。
Now the Jews love leavened bread.
你知道这些犹太人他们非常喜欢吃有酵的饼。
Have you ever eaten challah?
是没有吃过这个东西叫challah?
Jewish sweet bread, it has little bumps on it.
就是犹太人他们吃的这个饼上面有一些鼓鼓囊囊的。
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
非常好吃。
But unleavened bread.
但是无酵饼。
You know what that is?
你知道那是什么吗?
Matzah.
那个被称为 matzah.
You ever have matzah?
你有没有吃过 matzah?
Just a dry little cracker?
就看起来像一个干的饼干一样。
Up in New York, we use it when we have fellowship together.
在纽约，当我们一同交通的时候，我们会用那个。
Nobody likes the matzah.
没有人喜欢吃 matzah.
Tasteless.
尝起来没有味道。
But it's pure.
但却是纯洁的。
And we have to learn how to get rid of the leaven.
我们必须要学习如何的来把旧教除尽。
Now when the Feast of Unleavened began, Unleavened Bread began, the family had great fun, and they went around searching for leaven all over the house.
当无酵节开始的时候，他们全家就聚在一起，他们有一点点的这个快乐，他们在那边到底没有酵。
And even today, the Jewish families search all over the house with a flashlight looking for leaven.
甚至在今天，犹太人的家庭，他们也会用手电打，照到各处，看看什么地方有酵。
They search everywhere.
他们要各处的去寻找。
They say, we can't find any leaven.
他们说，我们现在已经找不到任何的酵了。
And then the children say, oh, Papa, we found some leaven.
然后孩子就说，爸爸，我们找到了一点。
Because they always leave some leaven inside the oven.
因为他们总会在他们的烤箱里边留一点点酵。
And the father takes the leaven and says, I rebuke this leaven. And any leaven, we cast them all out of our house. And if there's any leaven that we don't know of that's in the house, we rebuke that leaven too.
然后这个父亲就说：“我们来斥责你这个教，我们把你扔出这个房子。如果屋里边还留有任何的教的话，我们也斥责你。”Now
the key is the attitude.
这个最重要的是这个态度。
We may have some flesh.
我们也许会还是会有肉。
And it may come up.
而且肉体会表现出来。
But our attitude is we'll deal with it.
但是我们的态度是我们要来面对我们的，我们要来处理我们的肉体。
Because we want the Lord's pure life, not leaven of flesh.
因为我们愿意要神的纯净的生命，而不是我们这个有旧教的肉体。
And so our fellowship is, as Paul says here, in sincerity and truth.
所以就像保罗在这边说的所说的，我们的是用诚实真正的无酵饼来彼此相交。
This is how we share Christ one with another.
这是我们如何的能够来彼此分享耶稣基督。
Now then, on the first Sunday after Passover,
逾越节之后的第一个主日
comes the third feast in the spring festival.
就是这个第三个节期。
You see, the Jews usually went up on Passover for the whole week and stayed there for a week.
你知道犹太人他们过逾越节的时候，他们是过整个礼拜的，他们要过八天的。
First came Passover.
首先是逾越节。
And then the next day came Feast of Unleavened Bread that lasted for 7 days.
然后第二天就是无酵节，它要持续七日。
And then the first day after the Sabbath, which means Sunday.
当安息日过后的第一天就是主日。
Now the priests go into the temple and they're holding a first sheaf of the barley that has been harvested.
然后祭司们就把初熟的庄稼的一捆带到圣殿里面。
Say thank you, Lord, for giving us this first bunch. We pray for the whole harvest.
主，我们感谢你给我们这一捆的收成，我们要来祷告为今年全部的收成。
And of course, we read again in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们看见再次的在哥林多前书第五章
的。That Christ is the first fruits.
基督就是初熟的果子。
And this was literally fulfilled.
这个实在是照着字面来成就的。
For on the first Sunday after the Passover, Jesus rose from the dead.
逾越节过后的第一个主日，耶稣从死里复活。
The first fruits of those who are asleep.
他是从死里边首先复生的。
And this is a picture of how we feast.
这是一幅图画，我们能够怎么样子来复主的节期。
And how is that?
怎么样呢？
We feast on resurrection ground.
我们是在主耶稣复活的那个根基上头来与他坐席。
We've been joined together.
我们被放在一起。
And we have been seated in the heavenly places.
我们被神放在天上。
We are one together.
我们是彼此合而为一。
We're in the creation together.
我们是彼此合而为一的一个新造。
And we should fellowship as the new creation.
我们应该在新造的里面来彼此相交。
As we're seated together in the heavenly places in Christ.
当我们在基督里面被放在天，被神放在天上的时候。
In other words, we need fellowship out of the new man, not the old man.
换一句话说，我们是要在这个新人的里面来彼此相交，而不是在旧造的里面。
Oh, you know, when we have fellowship in the new man, it's a wonderful thing.
你知道，当我们能够在新造的里面，在新人的里面彼此相交的话，那是何等美好。
Now I'm up here tonight.
今天
，and I'm speaking.
今天晚上我在这里。
Now I can't tell. I think some of you have fallen asleep. I'm not sure.
我不敢肯定你们中间有没有人在打瞌睡。
It looks like some people are taking notes. That looks good.
有些人在记笔记，这很好。
But can I tell you the first time I ever spoke in fellowship?
我可不可以告诉你，我第一次在交通的里面讲道的时候发生的事。
Now I was only a Christian 3 years.
那个时候我刚刚得救三年。
And I was going to seminary to study how to be what I ended up not being.
那个时候我在神学院读书，想去做我现在没有做的事。
And there's a brother who said, "Come down to the inner city of Louisville and speak in this all-black church, very small church."
有一个弟兄就请我到圣路易这个城里边来对一个全黑人会众的一个教会讲话。
So I went down there with my best sermon on David and Goliath.
所以我就在那边准备了一篇最好的道，就是大卫哥利亚。
Now I began to speak.
然后我就开始来讲。
But I found that the whole congregation was speaking with me.
然后我就看见全会众都在跟我一同在讲。
Because everything I said, they had a response.
因为我说的每一句话他们都有一个回应。
I said, David looked at Goliath, and what do you think he did?
我说大卫看见哥利亚了，你觉得他是什么样子？
And the whole congregation said, well?
整个会众就有一个反应。
And then I said, we need to be faithers like David, and not fainters.
我们应该像大卫那样子的，然后不要在那边发昏。
And one brother said, help him, Lord, help him.
有一个弟兄在里面说, 主啊, 帮助他, 帮助他。
And as I was speaking, they were responding.
我在那边说的时候, 他们就在那边一直回应。
Now, I got to tell you, this was the most living message I ever gave.
这是我最有生命力的, 最有活力的一次,
because it was in fellowship.
因为那是在一个交通的里面。
It was an interaction, a dialogue.
是像一个对话一样, 像一个互动。
Now it's awfully hard to feel dialogue when you're up here on a stage and there's a bunch of people out there.
如果像这样子站在这个地方, 有很多人坐在下面, 我站在高高在上, 很难有交通的。
But really, even our messages should be in fellowship.
甚至当我们的信息, 我们都是应该在那边彼此交通的。
That's the living way.
这是这个活的道路。
So if you want to say amen or will or help him, Lord, go right ahead.
如果你想说阿们, 你想说主啊, 帮助他, 你们就尽管地说吧。
Because we are living and ministering to one another on resurrection ground.
因为我们在这边彼此都扶持彼此的相交, 我们是站在复活的那个根基上。
Oh, that our prayer meetings would be on resurrection ground.
我们的祷告会也是在复活的, 主复活的那个根基上。
Oh, sometimes we come up with a list. There are so many problems we have that it's more like a funeral.
很多的时候我们在那边预备一个祷告的名单, 有那么多的麻烦, 好像我们在预备一个葬礼。
We're praying for this and we're praying for that and we're going down as we're praying.
我们为这个祷告, 为那个祷告, 我们自己的灵也在那边一直下沉。
And then, just as we're all about to die and give up the ghost,
然后就在那个时候, 我们就即将要死去了, 我们要把我们的灵魂放走的时候,
some sister has seen the matter we're praying about from the heavenly point of view.
突然有一个弟兄或者姊妹, 他们突然从一个属天的高度的角度来祷告。
She brings in a scripture and she prays the will of God about a situation in life comes in through the windows once again.
她就开始从神的角度, 从属天的角度, 来开始照着神的话来祷告, 又把好像天又开了。 活的这个根基上头, 有一个活的敬拜。
Sorry about the buzzing, I don't know. Okay. But sometimes we try to worship as we come together and the enemy sits on our worship time.
很多的时候, 当我们聚在一起要来敬拜主的时候, 仇敌就在那个地方。
And people call out songs that are so heavy and deadly that with every song we're going down, down, down.
当弟兄姊妹在点诗的时候, 有些弟兄在点的诗又长又沉重, 我们越唱越沉, 越唱越沉。
Has that ever happened to you?
这事情发生过没有呢?
And then finally somebody in desperation calls out and says, let's sing victory in Jesus.
最后有人 到最后绝望的时候, 他就说, 我们一起来唱得胜靠耶稣。
And we start to sing the song and life comes back into our worship time.
然后我们就开始来唱的时候, 生命又重新进到了我们敬拜。
Oh, we need worship on resurrection ground.
我们实在是需要在主复活的根基上头来敬拜。
And of course, there's nothing more deadly than a good old Bible study using old man's knowledge.
当然,如果用我们旧人的知识来查经的时候, 这会带来很多的事。
I've seen too many Bible studies. It's actually made out of Watchman Nee sausage. A little bit of chapter 4, a little bit of chapter 2.
我看见过一些查经, 他们在那用, 尼利兄的书里边的一些旧的这些香肠, 然后过来这边取一点,那边取一点。
Sausage. I'm surprised one of the saints doesn't call out, that's on page 56.
我很奇怪, 没有一个圣徒说, 那, 那个是从, 56章, 56页那个地方取来的。
Oh, even a great book by Watchman Nee is a letter which kills if it's just reprocessed knowledge. We don't need that.
甚至是尼弟兄的书, 如果仅仅是知识的话, 那个也是能成为杀人的字句。
It's life that we need.
我们需要的是生命。
And once again, I'll pick on a dear sister.
再一次的, 我会提到这个亲爱的姊妹。
Who speaks up after everybody's been ground to a silence.
当所有的人在那个时候都已经沉默无声的时候, 他就开始来说,
and she points out one verse in the chapter we're studying,
他就开始指出我们正在查的那段经文里边的一句经节,
and how the Lord spoke to her when she was at the foot of the cross going through a difficult time.
当他经历一些痛困难时候的时候, 神如何借着那句经节对他说话,
and suddenly everybody receives rhema. Now, brothers, sisters, I wish you'd be more insistent that when you come together for a meeting, you be on resurrection ground.
弟兄姊妹, 我希望你们能够更加坚持这一点。 当我们聚在一起的时候，我们必须要在主复活的这根基上。
It is life that we need.
是我们所需要的是生命。
And this is the feast of the first fruits.
这是初熟节。
Which brings us finally to the feast of Pentecost.
终于我们来到了五旬节。
Oh, what a wonderful day on Pentecost when the Holy Spirit fell upon the church.
五旬节的时候，圣灵降在教会的身上是何等的美好。
And they all experienced a whole new dimension of living they'd never known before.
他们都一同来经历他们以前从来没有经历过的。
We see one thing that happened, obviously, two things we don't see, but they happened as well.
我们在那边看见有两件事情他们没有经历过。
We saw the power of God come down upon those saints and clothe them in order to be witnesses.
我们看见神的能力降在众人的身上，好像给他们穿上衣裳，使他们可以来服侍。
We need the power of the Holy Spirit to fellowship in life together.
我们需要圣灵的，靠着圣灵的能力，才能够彼此在生命里面有交通。But
something else happened at Pentecost.
在五旬节还有另外的事情发生。The
Holy Spirit that had been with them now came and dwelt in them.
这个圣灵降在他们的身上。 而且呢,
and for the first time, those dear brothers began to hear the voice within as the Holy Spirit began to lead them by His indwelling life.
在他们平生的第一次，圣灵开始在他们的心中来对他们的说话，开始来带领他们前面的服侍。
And something else happened that day that they were possibly aware of.
那一天还发生了一件事情，他们也许意识到。And
what was that?
这是什么呢？
Well. The Holy Spirit baptized all of them into one body of Christ.
圣灵把他们众人浸成一个身体。
And suddenly they were fingers working together.
突然他们开始成为这个身上的一个指头，他们开始来有身体上的运动。
And Christ was the head of all of the movement of the church.
基督就是这个头，开始来指导带领全身的这个运动。
They sensed their oneness together. Now we know that we are all one in Christ.
我们都知道我们在基督里面都是一体的。Now
do you sense that oneness together?
但是当你们聚在一起的时候，你能不能感受到那个一呢？
This is so crucial to our fellowship.
这个对我们的交通，对我们的教会是何等的重要。Now
we are various branches, but we're all from one vine.
我们是不同的枝子，但是我们却都是在一个葡萄树上。
We've got the same life going through all of our branches.
我们是有这样同一的生命，它流通到所有的枝子里面。Now
we are all earthen vessels, but we have the same one treasure within.
我们都是属土的这个瓦器，但是我们却有这个同一的宝贝住在里面。And
it's this treasure that the Lord breaks us in order to get out so we can share one with another.
是为了这个宝贝，神要来破碎我们这个瓦器，使我们彼此能够来供应这个宝贝。
Now we are all members of one body in Christ.
现在我们众人都成了基督身体上的彼此互为肢体。And
this is the fullness that the Lord has always wanted between Him and man.
这就是神所一直所要的，那个他和人之间的那个丰满。
These four springtime feasts are pictures of fellowship vertically and horizontally. Finding our life in the Lord Jesus and sharing that life one with another. The Lord desires fullness of fellowship.
神是何等的盼望我们能够有丰满的交通。
That the church may be recovered.
让教会得以恢复。
And want to gather together as often as we can.
我们应该彼此的更加愿意的经常的聚会。
Because through some dear sister or through some dear brother, we're going to meet the Lord Jesus when we gather.
因为也许借着某位亲爱的弟兄或者某位亲爱的姊妹，我们可以再次在那边遇见我们的主耶稣。
What a feast!
这是何等的一个筵席！
It's wonderful to come together for such a holy convocation.
这样子的聚在于这个圣会里边是何等的美好。
Because we can fellowship with one another from various places.
因为我们可以从不同的地方聚在一起来彼此相交。
When I first started coming here, I thought Houston was the only Christian town in Texas.
当我第一次来到这个特会的时候，我还以为休斯顿是唯一的一个有基督徒聚会的城市。
But now I'm hearing all kinds of strange stories about Austin and other places where there's Christians as well.
现在我就开始听到另外一些城市里边，他们也有基督徒的聚会。
And isn't it a fuller fellowship that we can share the life of Christ with one another?
现在我们是不是看见了一点点的丰满呢？看见有更多的圣徒们被带到这个交通的里面。
So while we're together in this holy Sabbath,
当我们在这个圣安息日的聚会日子聚在一起的时候
，And time is sacred to us.
这个时间对我们就是圣的。
Let's share Christ with each other.
我们就要在这里彼此供应耶稣基督。
Let's join the feast.
让我们一同来赴主的宴席。
Pass the lamb.
我们一起来传递主。
Give the life.
我们来彼此供应生命。
Receive the life.
我们来接受生命。
Oh, how we're strengthened by fellowship together.
这样的话，我们彼此的交通就可以来建造、加强我们的信心。
I have no doubt there's some people in here this weekend who are needy.And need a good piece of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我不怀疑，在这个周末，在我们的中间有人需要主的扶持，他们需要遇见主。
And the Lord has provided somebody here who is full of the Lord Jesus in some way to pass him to those people.
神在这边也预备了好了器皿，他们可以把主耶稣基督丰满的供应出去。
You see, we can't enter the rest within the rest unless we enter into it with fellow resters.
你看见我们没有办法，如果没有我们彼此的共同的享安息，我们没有办法进入那个真实的安息日的安息。
We want to be in the land of rest.
我们愿意来到这个安息的美地。
Abiding in Christ Jesus.
我们愿意住在主里。
Along with our brothers and sisters.
与我们的弟兄姊妹一同住在主里。
We have been called.Into this multi-dimensional fellowship through Jesus Christ.
靠着主耶稣，在主耶稣基督的里面，我们都是被呼召来进入这个多层面的这样的一个丰满的。
Share the miracle.
我们要来分享神的神迹。
Pass the Lord Jesus to someone else.
我们要把主耶稣基督传给别人。
Lord, this is our desire as we're together tonight.
主啊，这是今天晚上我们聚在这里边的最大的心愿。
Even as we have seen in the feasts,
就像我们在节期里边所看到。
That our joy might be full,
让我们的喜乐可以满足。
Oh, fill up that which is needy, even this weekend.
这个周末有需要的人，愿你满足他们。
And pour out from overflowing from those who've received so much of Christ.
从那些已经得着的人里边，你丰满的涌流出来。
Let our fellowship be like a feast.
让我们的在这边的交通就像一个筵席一样。
Oh, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
For there the Lord commands the blessing.
在那里有耶和华所命定的福。
Life.
就是永远的生命。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠着主耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.